Well, welcome back to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour. We're here with Melissa Carper, Brennan Lee, and Rebecca Paddock. And thank you so much for coming today. We've heard a lot from two of you, but we haven't heard much from Rebecca. Rebecca, you're also a songwriter. All of you are multi-talented. So, and what's the title of your album again?
I have one called Come Up and Meet Me.
That's it. Come Up and Meet Me. I thought that was such a great title. Is that sort of like last night, The Rough and Tumble, we're talking about, they have an album about We're All Family. How's it? What's the title? We're All Family, If You Say So. Is that sort of in the same vein?
It was more selfish than that, yeah.
Oh, good. Yeah. Good.
I wish it was like that.
It was
that
more a biographical kind of piece.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
All right. Well, that's great. And you've been together in different configurations, right? So you have different names for different configurations. Could you help explain that to me? Because, you know, it's very confusing, especially for the audience at home. So if you will, at the audience at home, I just want you to close your eyes and imagine a chart. And if you could draw a chart about these relations, I'd appreciate it. So we know which band is which.
Well, it might help to explain it. We all lived in Austin, Texas at the same time.
Right.
And at that point in time, Rebecca and I often would be in Brennan Lee's band and back her up.
Okay.
And then Brennan often would back up the Carper family, a band that I was in. And me and Rebecca played in a trio called the Show and Tellers. That's perhaps more confusing.
Just to confuse things, then the banjo player moved, so we decided to change the name to the Buffalo Gals.
And yes, so then we had a duo, the Buffalo Gals.
So this makes complete sense to me. But anyway, why don't you just make sense in a song?
Sounds good. I'm making memories I'd like to remember. I'm meeting new people I'd like to recall. Some of their names, like Larry and Steve. I'm making memories I'd like to keep. Well, I had some fun back in the day. Yeah, I got some stories. Did I tell you the one? The time when we drank and drank till we passed out there on the ground. Boy, that was fun. Tonight I'm making memories I'd like to remember. I'm meeting new people I'd like to recall. Some of their names, like Larry and Steve. Making memories I'd like to keep.
C.
Is it Crayola? Kitty Cat?
Candy. Yeah, that was her name. I knew I'd remember by the end of the day. Tonight I'm making memories I'd like to remember. I'm meeting new people I'd like to recall. Some of their names, like Larry and Steve. I'm making memories to keep. Yeah, I'm making memories I sure like to keep.
Woo. We sort of consider ourselves a poor man's Prairie Home Companion here, and right now we're feeling very wealthy. Oh. Very wealthy. We are so lucky to have you here. Just for my information, Melissa, what's it like to play the Prairie Home Companion? What was that like? Can you describe that experience?
Yeah, it was amazing. The Carper family played Prairie Home Companion. They had us up to a Dallas show.
Yeah.
And that's a trio I played with in Austin, Texas. So that was Beth Christman on fiddle and Jen Miore Hodges on guitar. And we all sang three-part harmony. And it was just incredible. It really was.
What was it like working with Garrison?
Well, he asked us, one of the coolest things that happened, he asked us to write a few little advertisement short little songs. He gave us some.
Was it about rhubarb?
One of them was for rhubarb.
Rhubarb pie, right.
That's the one they ended up using in the show.
Wow.
It was just an advertisement for rhubarb.
Yeah, right.
And he wrote the words down, and we had to come up with the song, the little melody behind it, literally 10 second snippet of a song. So we did that for three or four little bits he gave us, and we only ended up using one, but that was really fun to write those.
Yeah, well, he has a, I didn't know if he had a degree in rhubarbology. he's quite credentialed. Anyway, that's a great story, and give us another song.
All right. Well, we'd like to send this one out to Wild Rose Moon, since it's called Many Moons Ago. Time when you and I walked side by side, your hand in mine. Yes, but that was many moons ago. Now here we are, we are friends. We say hello and how you been. We were lovers many moons ago. I thought my heart would never heal. I thought that I could never feel love again, but now I do. Yes, it's been many moons ago. Thank you.
walk side by side, your hand in mine. Yes, but that was many moons ago. Now here we are, we are friends. We say hello and how you been. We were lovers many moons ago. I thought my heart would never heal. I thought that I could never feel love again, but now I do. Yes, it's been many moons ago.
Wow. You all play so great together. Well, you won some fiddle contests, and my gosh, you've been in front of a symphony orchestra. Is that right? You played with a symphony orchestra, maybe?
I did, yeah. I played, when I was in college, I played with the Madison Symphony Orchestra.
How great is that?
Yeah.
And doesn't she have the most marvelous fiddle sound? Just incredible.
Thank you.
I mean, it's just, you have listened long and hard and practiced. Man, it's great. And your picking is outstanding. Let's give her a nice hand. Right in the ring. Wow, that's just incredible. And your harmony vocals are just stellar. It's great. So where do you go from here?
We go back to Nashville from here.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is our last little
this is
show,
it.
Show
it's
on,
over
on
after
the tour.
This. We're breaking up. The band is breaking up. No, I'm just kidding.
We'll probably start another band.
I think it's just
we
beginning.
Have talking about
I'm sure it's just beginning.
Band.
Aren't you sure it's all just beginning? Just beginning. This is it, man. Doesn't get better than this. 12 songs on the album, right?
That's right.
That's a lot of songs. Each one of them, I sit and listen, and I'm going, wow, each of these has a really great hook, and it's really pulls you in, and you want to be singing it after you listen to it. 12 in a row, how do you do that?
Well, I did, those were songs I wrote over the span of 10 years, and I picked kind of what I felt like were my best country tunes and Western swing and kind of bordering on jazz tunes to put on that album. So it's kind of a compilation album for me.
Oh.
Yes. Yeah.
So it comes off of other albums?
I've recorded a lot of those tunes before on band albums, so I haven't made very many solo albums.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
But wow, what an extraordinary album. Whew, super. Could we possibly, I just want to hear another song. Would you possibly be able to just throw something together for us?
Sure. Catch me off guard. Let's see. We could do Arkansas Hill.
You can tell me no.
No, I want to say yes, though. We just had to think of a song.
Okay. All right.
How about we do Arkansas Hills?
All right.
All right. All right. Wrote this one when I was driving home to Arkansas from Wisconsin. We spent a Christmas up there. One, two, three. '44 West, out on St. Louis, to '65 Shell, into the Ozark Mountains. I'm headed on home to my little log cabin in the Arkansas Hills, in the Arkansas Hills. I've been up in the north, where the chilly winds are blowing through the ice and the snow. Oh, Chicago, it's been good to know ya, Minnesota. Now I'm headed on home to the Arkansas Hills. Fillmore, Arizona, Missouri, what's the big hurry? My baby's in the Arkansas Hills.
Stretch and Old St. Louis, 44 West to 65 South, then it's all country roads to my little log cabin in the Arkansas hills, in the Arkansas hills, where the oaks and the pines wrap their loving arms around me. And the soft mountain range sings a sweet song to guide me. They're calling me home to my little log cabin in the Arkansas hills, in the Arkansas hills. Four more hours of Missouri, what's a big hurry? Gotta get to my baby,
get to my baby.
Yeah! Give it up for Melissa Carper, Brian Lee, Rebecca Paddock. Thank you so much. We'll see you tonight at the show. Thank you so much. John, can you take us home?
With support from Judith Robert and in memory of our dear friend Tom Kapaczynskis, and with the generosity of the Marshall County Community Foundation, and Mary Pat Glob and Dr. Rod Kubley, you've been listening to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour.
Thank you, Jacob and John. Thanks to Melissa, Brennan, and Rebecca for stirring our hearts with their incredible music, paying tribute to so many who have gone before us. Thank you, Jacob Marino, our announcer, John Baylor, our music producer. And thanks to the extraordinary Melissa Carper, Brennan Lee, and Rebecca Paddock for their musical talents. Thanks also to the talented Nate Butler for his live mixing and recording and editing of our show. Thanks to video director Jim Yoakum and production assistant Ryan Meir for their creation of our live webcast. Thanks to Pam Gunterman and Matt Scutchfield. Also, special thanks to Matthew Bergmoser, our photographer, Howard Gibbs, our stage manager, Marsha Heitzberger, Jennifer Reed, and Pam Gunterman, our sparkling hospitality team. Thanks to John Kubley, John Williams, and Marsha Heinsberger for ongoing construction, Bob Sturdivant for his wildly washed windows, and thanks especially to Michelle Schricker for her undying support of the moon, its mission, and me. We send our love to our good friend and moonshiner, Gene Pazderka, out in Baltimore, and finally, blessings for our dear friend and supporter, Dr. Dave Barkmeyer, who passed from the world this week. Dave, we know you're out there with a Big Dipper, running with the dogs, and shining down on the moon. John, are the stars aligned with those twinkling fingers of yours?
It's wonderful, George. Wonderful. So when you think you've lost that life, all pain and heartache fill your soul with strife, just remember, as you're tumbling down, it won't be long till the river goes round. River goes round, round the bend. River goes round, round, round till the very end. And when it stops, woo, it starts again.
This has been a Wild Rose Moon Radio Production.